Great. Let me also start by congratulating UNCTAD on and the government of Barbados, of course, on the successful.
Could you please start again, sir? That would be kind.
Thank you very much, moderator. Let me start by thanking and congratulating UNCTAD and the government of Barbados for this successful conference in these difficult conditions.
Have a small issue? No, it's okay.
Okay. Because of the time constraints, allow me to limit my intervention to highlight three key issues that, in our view, are very important, particularly for the least developed countries who are the ones that are much, much further behind in this digitalization road, which needs to be prioritized. The first is that, and this is based on the work that the Technology Bank is doing in the LDCs, in our technology needs assessments and other programs, and also, of course, in partnership with UNCTAD. And the first issue is that there is also a very urgent need to support LDCs to enhance their capacity to align their science, technology, and innovation policies with their trade, industrial, educational, and fiscal policies. This will also help particularly to support their capacity towards diversifying their production programs, but also to enhance their integration into the regional and global value chains, which is also very important for sustainability. It is also the second important aspect in this regard relates to partnerships. And I think the Deputy Secretary General this morning highlighted, gave us a very good example of the power of partnerships, that less than 24 months ago, we didn't know about COVID. But today we have over 15 vaccines at different stages of development, which demonstrates the power of partnerships. And imagine if this level of partnership could be carried throughout all the challenges. Tomorrow we'll be able to cure malaria, we'll be able to cure HIV/AIDS. And this is exactly the power of partnership. So for the LDCs to be able to fully benefit from the potential that digital technologies provide, there will have to be a renewed effort to build strong partnerships. Partnerships that also build coherence amongst multi-stakeholder constituencies, but also that enhance coordination across policies at the macroeconomic level. It's important that STI is aligned with national strategies around economic development, human development, and sustainability, because unless that is attained, then there will always be a disconnect between what is done on the STI front and what the national development strategies look like. Last but not least is also to continuously enhance the level of international collaboration. This is also very important because we have proof that unless there is global collaboration, we will never be able to bridge the digital divide. We'll never be able to ensure that the LDCs in particular that are left behind are able to catch up. But I think also more important is a point that was raised by Ms. Iribagiza from Rwanda, and that is, if out of 3 billion investment flows that came to Africa in 2021, only 6% has gone to women entrepreneurs or women-led entities, it demonstrates the level of the gap that we still have before us. It demonstrates the scale of the challenge that is before us. Now, women are just one of the vulnerable groups that have to be front-loaded, the youth in particular. Now, we cannot talk about using technology in some countries that are vulnerable to address radicalization, for example, that is affecting so many communities, without addressing or formulating specific instruments for youth in particular. So I think the point that, yes, there is an increase in investment flows towards the digital sector, but that is still following traditional lines and still leaving a significant portion of society behind. We need to address that. So let me end there, and once again, thank you for this opportunity.